Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Okay, we started the SSM Kuf Pei Vav, and we'll start again from Sif Aleph. Im Noshim Ketanim Chayovim Birkas Hamazon. Women and children have the Chayiv in benching, and we started the following Halacha. Noshim Chayovim Birkas Hamazon. Women are obligated in Birkas Hamazon. Benching is a requirement both for men and women. However, Sofiku Imen Chayovim Midereisa, it's a Sofik as to whether it's Midereisa. If it's Midereisa, if the obligation is a Torah obligation, then motzias is hanoshim, they can't be motzi men. Or perhaps im enu chayavos elam medrabanan. If the obligation is only rabbinical, ve'enu motzias elam misha en chiyuvoi medrabanan, then there'll only be motzi somebody whose obligation in the first place is only medrabanan. In other words, there is a machlokes as to whether women are obligated in benching medreisa or medrabanan. Some hold they have a Torah obligation in benching. It's not time-bound mitzvah. It's not time-related. The obligation is medreisa. Good. There is an opinion I hold that no, from a Torah level, they are not obligated to bench. From a Torah level, the Torah obligation is only somebody has got Yerusha, has got inheritance in the land, because the pasuk refers to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Women don't have a primary right in the land, it's only through the husbands or through the fathers, but they don't have a primary right in the land. Consequently, they are not from the Torah obligation of benching. They still have to bench, but that's only medrabanan, not medreisa. So some hold the obligation is medreisa, Torah obligation. Some hold that women only have rabbinical, the rabbanan obligation. Now there is a very, that's straight to it, the Shulchan Aruch goes straight into the following nafkamina. What's the difference? They have to bench anyway. What's the difference if it's a deraisa obligation or the rabbanon obligation? What's the difference? And Shulchan Aruch says straight away the following difference. There is a rule that is that a person can only be moitzi somebody else. Say you don't want a bench. Today you don't want a bench. But you don't mind if I am moitzi you. So you listen to my benching and I'm going to be moitzi you. You listen carefully, you say amen. And that's going to be, that's fine. So if your obligation is a Torah obligation, and my obligation is a Torah obligation, then I can be motzi you, because we are level, we are equals. However, if your obligation is Torah obligation, and my obligation is only a Drabonon obligation, I cannot be motzi you. How can I? I have a different obligation. I have a Drabonon obligation, which is a lower level, and you have a Torah obligation, which is higher up. So I won't be able to be motzi. You can listen today, tomorrow, in 3 days' time. It's not going to help. You can say, amen, 100 times. It's not going to help. I won't be able to be motzi you because I am the Rabbanon, you the Reiser. This is a very important concept that applies in many areas, but it's a very, very beautiful enough coming over here. Because if your benching is the Reiser, so woman, if the husband today says, oh, I'm full, I can't bench now, I can't do it. Do you mind if you moitzi me? And then she says, okay, no problem. And if she's, her obligation is deraisa, then it's no problem. She can be moitzi the husband. No problem at all. However, if we are saying that she hasn't got a Torah obligation of benching, she only has a drabanan obligation, then then she won't be able to be moitzi him because she's drabanan, he's the reisa, she won't be able to moitzi. That's pshat in Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph over here. Yeah.
If it's drabanan for a woman, does she just leave out the first two brachot?
That's
the third brachot. Is drabanan anyway? You third from the third onward. You
say it's drabanan anyway, but by them the chiddush is that the first few brachas is drabanan as well. So from the fourth on, everybody holds a star bonon.
So should she start from the?
No, because the first three are from a deraisa lower down to a drabonon obligation now, but she still has to do it. Drabonon. Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Gimel says, yeah. So 1 second. What would be if the? Man didn't eat a full meal. He just had a bit, but he's still a bit hungry. And we mentioned yesterday that if somebody's still hungry, then what? Yeah, he still has to bench, but it's only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. So if a person washes and eats, but he's still a bit hungry, he still has to bench, but it's only midrabanan because the pasuk says v'chalta, and savata means satisfied, full. If you're not satisfied, you have to bench, but it's not a Torah obligation. Torah obligation says the chalta v'sevoto. Make sense? Makes sense. So now, what happens if the man ate, but he didn't eat enough to be satisfied? He's still a tiny bit hungry. Does that ever happen to you, Chaim? That you eat, but it's benching time, but you still could do with a drop more. Ever happens to you? You need a bit more ice cream kind of thing. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So you're still a bit hungry. What will be the lock? What level of obligation has he got? The Rabbanon. Now, what happens if the woman wants to be motzi a man who is still a bit hungry? Does that work?
Should do.
Why? Rabbanon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, we have Chapter Yisoid, Hillel Misha and Kegoin. Shalai Achal Kedei Sviya, if his obligation is only rabbinical, because he didn't eat sufficiently to be completely full, he has to bench, but only Medrabanon. So, Kegoin Shalai Achal Kedei Sviya, She'ein Chiyuvoi, his obligation is only Elam Medrabanon. So, he will be able to Moitzi, he'll be able to be Moitzi. Yeah. Now, next question is a fascinating shayla, Rabbi Yisai. Now, this is lomdish shayla. Talking about somebody who is not completely satisfied, is still a drop hungry. What will be the halacha if a woman ate and she is not completely satisfied? And she's forgotten as to whether she has benched. Yesterday we spoke about the man who's still a bit hungry. And he forgot if he benched. What's the halacha then? No.
If he's not hungry,
he's still a bit hungry. Very good. If a person is not completely satisfied, the obligation is Rabbanon. True or not true? So it's true. He's not completely full. So the Rabbanon is only obligated with Rabbanon. So if he's not sure if he benched or not, then it's going to be a Sofek. Sofek Rabbanon. And if he's not Sofek Rabbanon, therefore if you're not sure if you bench, so it's going to be Sofek Rabbanon. So you don't have to bench. That's Mishavu earlier. Yeah, is that what we said yesterday? Yeah. Okay. Let's start with that. A woman that is full. Yeah. Let's talk about a woman is full. If a woman. Posh the shayla. Rabbi say, forget about full, not full. A woman who forgot as to whether she benched or not. She was busy. She forgot if she benched or not. Pardon? Yes, within Zmanikul. Zmanikul. She forgot. She may have, she may not. Wouldn't happen, Paddy Keegan's, but... A woman who forgot if she benched.
She shouldn't.
Is it possible? I think I heard them. Kivenga says she doesn't need to bench.
Based on what? Mishnebura says. Yeah, Mishnebura says. Kosa Bechoves Sharefraim, top line. Eisha Sheochla, a woman that ate, Kedei Sviya, to be satisfied. When he's tapka and she's super, she's in doubt, in Bechoy, if she benched, Chayev es levoreich, she's obligated to bench, although you would have assumed that it's a Sofek Rabbanon, but a Shafayim paskens that she's obligated. And Shom Tamoy, see there what the explanation is, and the Chayotom paskens like that as well. That the woman, although you would have assumed that it's a Sofek Rabbanon, but no! When it comes to benching, they still have to bench again if they're in doubt. However, says Rabbi Feingold, quotes this Rabbi Kivega, Ochem Bechidush Rabbi Kivega, Vechem Birki Yosef, Poske She'eno Tzrich Lachsa Levorech, Rabbi Kivega and Birki Yosef hold that no, she does not have to bench, and the reason very obviously is because it's a Sofek Rabbanon, Sofek Rabbanon Lekula. So a woman, according to Rabbi Kivega, who forgot if she benched, she will not bench again, she won't bench. Sofit Abonon. Vechem etzal, Primogodim seems to pass Kneda as well. So, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Nira, it seems, the Roy Tzelis Mechadas Sharefraim, somebody wants to pass Kneda like the Sharefraim, that she should bench again, Vesiato and these, and the people who hold like that, Elim Chesbiot, don't protest against them. And Viraloch Chesud, Viraloch says. So the Mishnevua says, that there is a machloikas acharoinim as to whether a woman who forgot if she benched or not, if she's obligated to bench, yes or no. According to some acharoinim, she does bench, she has to bench again. According to others, which includes Rebbe Kveiga, she does not bench again, sofik darbon lekula. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to take on the tzad that actually she should. She actually should.
Today, though, is it darbon or derisa with a woman today? How do we pasken halachically today with a woman? For benching, is it
the Rabbonim for a woman? Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken.
So what's the normal thing to say? How do we go? She bends, but is it the Rabbonim when she's...
Yeah, no, it's not clear. It is not clear. There's no... it sounds like we're machmir, that she won't be able to be motzi a man. So it sounds like we're pasken that it's the Rabbonim. With regards to benching,
what?
You mean with regards to benching, or yes? Oh, yeah, that sounds like a very stark tzad. Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Sounds like a very stark tzad. Yeah. Rabbi Feingold is explaining why is it that if we have a sofek with regards to a woman's obligation, why is it that we, that is the tzad, is that, well, how did he start? How?
If you asked before, can a woman who's a rabbonim,
yeah,
you might see a man who's forgot, who's not so there, so he's a rabbonim.
Yeah. She said that could be that as she can't be moitzi. Although they are both midrabanon, it she can't be moitzi. Yeah, I hear that.
The maaser for it's very subjective if she's surveyor or not.
Yeah, it is.
If you've got a set, two sandwiches.
No, no, it has to do with your personal feeling.
You're going
to
bench anyway. If you're a little bit more angry, you're going to bench. No, the maaser, you're going to bench anyway.
Okay. You're going to bench, but it's going to be midrabanon. You are going to bench. You have to bench. You must bench, but it's not the maaser. It's midrabanon. It's not the chalte v'sevoto. No, so we're learning that if you're, we're learning as for the two stages. Medrash's obligation is if you're full. If you're not full, there's still an obligation, and that's medrabono. Good. Full stop. Now the question is, what if you're in doubt? So we know, generally speaking, the halacha is sofik deraisa lechumra, sofik derabono lekula. So now, if you're not sure if you're benched, what's the halacha? So if you are satisfied in your full, so it's Sofik Deraisa, you're going to have to bench. Okay, if you're not full, it's going to be Sofik Derabonon, and you're going to be Mekel.
Yeah.
With regards to women, yeah, we paskin that it's going to, yeah, we paskin Lechum that it's Derabonon, she won't be able to merge somebody else. Yes. Halach Lemaisa, yeah, that's how we paskin. Okay, we're ready now for a very, very, very unknown halacha. Unknown halacha. Had a bit of homework about this. And that's the halacha of Ktanim. Shulchan Aruch says the following. Koton chayev medrabonon. A koton is obligated in benching. Why? Kedei lechancho, in order to be mechanach children. There is an obligation for children to bench. Why? Because of chinuch. Anybody prior to bar mitzvah will define shortly what exactly means from each age needs to bench. Why? Because of chinuch. There is a machloikus, who is the chinuch obligation on? Does the child need to do it? Is it the parents to be mechanach? Is it the mother? Is it the father? That's all machloikus. Yeah, tefillin is different, Shaila. We discussed that over there. Yeah, that's right. Now, katan chai v'drabon k'de lechanchoi, v'ahi the ben, v'ahi the ben mevorich le'oviv, and what is it that when can a child be moitzi's father? Can that be ever? That a child is Moitzi's father, says, yeah. That it can be if the father himself didn't eat sufficiently to be satisfied. The father is 80 bit, but he's still hungry. So his obligation to bench is Medrabanon. And his child's obligation is also Medrabanon. So the Levitical scenario that a child can be Moitzi his own father. So if one second, Vaid Ben Mavochlaov, if that we find that the son can be Moitzi's father, that can be Kshaloy Ochalaov, when a father did not eat, Kedei Sviya, it is sufficient to be full. Sheyeinu Chayev, that the father is only obligated to bench, Elam Drabonon Medrabonon. So it can be, if the son ate, and the father ate also, but he's not quite full, the son can be Moitzi the father, because that's Drabonon and that's Drabonon. Yes, Moshele? Why do you see that?
That's how
I pass it. How do you see that? Oh, you mean generally you pass, generally you find that? Or you, what, or you see it from here?
The Rashi says.
Yeah, it's machlokes, absolutely, absolutely, right, yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Doesn't the son, hasn't it got to be an intention?
Or does it yeah, absolutely, absolutely, we'll have to,
so
absolutely.
Have the intention?
Yeah, you must be only when there's intention there, absolutely, if there's intention. Yeah. Oh. What is the chinuch's obligation? What's the chinuch obligation? Basically, that's a massive chiddush mishnah bun shaltzi, and we'll get to that shortly. It's a very interesting question. Now, the mishnah. Yeah. Let's. So. Good. I'm going to address this now. Children have an obligation to bench. What do they need to bench? What age? Let's say, good point as well. We'll address both shortly. Let's talk about an 8-year-old child, 10-year-old child. What does he need to bench? What does he need to bench? First, brochois. 1, 2, 3. Dreise. 8-year-old child needs to bench. Medrabono. Chinuch. First, brochois. The Mishneh Berurah says the following very unknown halacha. And the Mishneh Berurah, I'm now skipping. I'm going now to actually to a next, it's over here in this paragraph. It's the next siman, actually. It's Mishneh Berurah relevant to the next siman, but it's I think it's in Shalobim Koimoi. It's over here before Sivkot, in next, it's just by Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, in the end of Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishneh Berurah says the following. I'm just reading that line. Umashma be'achroinim, it is mashma in the achroinim. The yolodim ktanim, young children, nuchal lechanchom, the kim mechanach them, lechatchil, iva lechatchila, penusach ze me birkas azon, short nusach from birkas azon, vechen me'at mekol brocha, and a little bit from each brocha. Until they can actually bench properly. In Sharetzin, in Sivkot and Zayin, he says a bit more what he means. In Sivkot and Zayin, I'm skipping one line. He says, I'm going in the middle here. When it's a chinuch obligated time, the Mishneh Berurah holds that a child who is a gia lechinuch has an obligation to bench a little bit from each bracha. So let's say age of chinuch is going to be 9 for benching. Let's say, I think that's, let's say, 6. 6 or 6 old child can bench.
Yeah?
What age can a child is he get a chinuch? 6?
6?
Yeah. 6. So Mishneh Berurah holds, the chinuch is not just to do hazon. So you're talking about young children. They don't just say hazon, but Mishneh Berurah says the chinuch obligation is, why are you picking only hazon? Chinuch obligation is that every bracha should have a short benching which includes all the brachas. A little bit of each bracha. Not just the first bracha. You are not yoytze chinuch, says the Mishneh Berurah, by just doing the first bracha. It needs to be me'at from each bracha. Rabbosai, this is not what many people do. Many people say when a child reaches chinuch, and that's both girls and boys alike, they are mechanech them to do hazon. And then when they're a bit older, noida. Exactly. So this is exactly la fuke that. Mishneh Berurah holds, I'm reading the words. Mekshigia lechinuch, when he reaches chinuch, tzorich lechancho, you must be mechanech, kam b'yeser ha-brochas mat-mat. Each broch a little bit. And this is contrary to what some people do. I was intrigued by this. I was intrigued by this because this is something which is so common, and according to Mishnah Berurah, it's so wrong. I investigated this matter a little bit, and I actually found out that there is a Nusach HaKotzah, which the Beis Yosef brings down in Rishonim. There's Nusach HaKotzah. There's a short, registered Nusach of benching, which includes a little bit from each bracha. And it's published and printed in many old Sidurim. And it's been omitted. In the recent Sidurim, you will not find it, but I checked in some old Sidurim. It's included after the benching, you have Nusach HaKotzah Le'ilodim. And you find the short Nusach of benching, which I found out. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that it's not a minik, and it's not, it's, and he has an approach why it's not a minik, but it's something which used to be the minik in certainly some Kehilas, and it's been forgotten in many Kehilas. So in a random conversation with my mother, I asked her if she ever heard about this short benching. And then she tells me, when she was a child, they had this short benching, and she remembers fighting with her father, my grandfather, she always wanted to get away with the short benching. And she remembers fighting with my grandfather about the short benching. He said, short benching? No, you're too old already. He said, no, short benching. And she remembers fighting with my grandfather about it. But it's been forgotten and lost somewhere. I don't know where, don't know when, don't know why. But it's been forgotten. Well, I do know why. Because Pshama Zaman says an approach why. Pshama Zaman says, pardon?
If it's been formalized, you might think that's what I need to do.
Very good. Pshama Zaman says, very much your svara. Pshama Zaman says that he knows about this. And he knows about his Nusach HaKotzah. And he's brought down in Beis Yosef. And he knows that some Kehilas had that minik. Pshama Zaman says, I don't hold in it. I don't believe in it. I don't believe it. Although Rav Neuwirth says that it's a pele that people don't do it. Pshama Zaman says, I can tell you why. I can tell you what, because it's wrong to mechanech. We aim high. Our approach generally in chinuch, that's a bit ashkofa, it's ashkofa approach, is that we always strive for high. Right? Your father strives for high. He wants you to achieve the best possible. Right? So, that is, so if you give a shortened version of benching, it's automatically, you're mechanech them for midyot. Not mediocre, you're mechanech them for not the full thing. And that's not generally our attitude. Our approach generally is, we're striving. If you can't do it yet, okay, so you'll get there. You're doing it in steps, but you're aiming for the whole thing. Our attitude, our approach is to, our Weltanschauung, there's that word Weltanschauung, our Schkoffe is, our approach is to get it right. If you can't do it, okay, so you do a little bit, but you get there, and then you add it. And that's contrary, but that's clearly to be very blunt. This is unlike what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Mishnah Berurah pas does hold of the Nusach HaKotzah, because he holds that every bracha needs to be included in the benching. An obligation of chinuch includes that you need to bench every bit of every bracha. If you just do azan, you're not the whole thing. You're not mechanech them for the noida. You're not mechanech for avar hakoil. But and that's it's fascinating, very interesting machlokes. No, you won't. Okay, what do you say? Has anybody heard about his Nusach HaKotzah? You've heard of it?
It's in the singer. It used to be in the singer's.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Look at that.
It still is.
Look at that. Any singer's prayer books?
I understand.
Where is that? Avinenu also, yeah.
The old
ones had it and it was taken out. I wonder why it was taken out of the singer's. And then they're going to be attracted to that bench. Yeah.
Rav Shlomo Zalman still think that in those situations, a worker who didn't want to take his boss's time away, or someone in
and then he won't be yoitzer because it's not chinuch. Yeah, very good point. So you're also very interesting svara as well. There could be that people are going to misuse it. They're going to abuse this benching. Now, although it's for chinuch, but people don't know about this. And they're going to be, if they're in a rush, they're going to say, okay, I'm going to do the short benching. Which is pretty much in line with my mother's intentions, yeah. Yeah, so, hope she's moichel me. So, So, yeah, good. But it's historically interesting. It would be interesting to investigate that point. But that's the chakotza of the benching. But, yeah. But, again, Mishneh Berurah does say that that's the right approach. Now, I just also want to be medayik in Mishneh Berurah, which is also a big chiddush. In Sharetzin Tzivkot and Vav, Mishneh Berurah defines what is the age of chinuch. And you wouldn't have guessed it, because he said in Sharetzin Tzivkot and Vav, he said, Eli Rav Agraz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, finally, Yelodim Ktanim Prusim Ibches Shona. Anybody under 8. So he said that from above 8 is called chinuch. Now if you'd have asked me, I would have said exactly the same age than you said. I'd have thought that, come on, as a chinuch, a child benching, I mean, most kids bench when they're like, they bench when they're like, four or five, there's no, so, and the Mishnah says, no, that's not the age of chinuch at all. You can be mechanuch them from 8, is called age of chinuch, below 8 is loigya lechinuch, below 8 is loigya lechinuch. So that's, I think that's interesting. Tells us, certainly teaches us a thing or two about today's schools. It certainly does tell us something about, and it certainly tells us something about the general approach in chinuch. Mishavu says that higia lechinuch is 8 years old, and before that is no higia lechinuch. Doesn't mean you can't bench, but it's considered no higia lechinuch. So, right, so to recap what we covered tonight, Pesiat Yishmael, we had a very interesting seif with regards to women's obligation. Machloek is as to whether it's a derais or derabonon. We learned that they cannot be moitzi because of the rule of the rabbonon cannot be moitzi or derais. We spoke in great detail about the obligation if a person is not satisfied, it's only with the rabbonon. Hence, a woman will be able to be moitzi, somebody who is not completely satisfied because of the rabbonon. We also learned that with regards to Sofek, what Allah is, Sofek Dereis, Sofek Derabonon, with regards to women. And we then moved on to the topic of Ketanim. And we learned that the cotton is only with Rabbonon, Chinuch is only with Rabbonon. And we learned that a cotton can be Moitzi his father if his father is not quite full, because it's Derabonon. We then went into the interesting Shaila of what actually the obligation of Chinuch is to bench. And we learned an interesting Mishneh Berurah that Shaloibim Koimoi, that children have an obligation to bench every single bracha once they reach the age of Chinuch. And that will be each part of every bracha, which is the Nisach, a kotz of the benching, which we discussed, the Pshlim Zaman held, is not the right approach. Good evening, Abbo Yisai.